Why do you tell us we need to repent of things that aren't sins? For example, you told women to repent of a bad decision when talking about marrying a man that they feel is a bad head. Isn't this legalism? Now, Azucar, me no think him is what you think him is, and that much is pretty much evident here, right? So if you married a non-Christian, it's not a sin in the sense of you murdered somebody, but you didn't listen to the word of God. That's a sin. Okay? Does that mean I'm going to hell? Are you accused? No, this is why the sin language just doesn't help us right now. We should reserve the language of sin for Bible passages that use the word sin and stop holding it as the end-all be-all of whether or not I'm okay with God. Because what it does is it confuses you. When I say repent of a bad decision, I mean acknowledge, I made a bad decision. Hey, Jesus, I made a bad decision. That's all I mean. It doesn't mean that I'm going to hell now. No, I mean, you have a relationship with Jesus. You're not going to hell, right? Legalism would be telling you that if you don't do this or that, which is not prescribed by the Bible, then you're going to hell. Where have we said that? Where have I said you had a bad marriage, you're going to hell? Where have I said that? So legalism is like, here's some legalism for you. If you don't eat carnivore diet, you're not a Christian. That'd be legalism, okay? Now someone's going to quote that, put it in a meme or something, right? It's like that'd be legalism. That'd be bad. That'd be wrong. It'd be evil, okay? Telling you to change the direction you're going or to admit you were going in a bad direction and ask for Jesus to remind you of grace in that moment is not legalism. It's grace. Mm. So, again, maybe I'm overreacting here a little bit, and I don't, I get emotional as a car. So, you know, take it as the show and not anything personal. But again, why do you tell us to repent of things that aren't sins? I'm asking you to stop. So there's this thing you're doing, it's hurting you, and I'm like, own it as hurting you. And as Darth Mick just said in the comments from my previous conversation, look, repentance is a good rule of thumb. Repentance is the posture of the Christian.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not legalistic to say that our general posture is one of acknowledging all that we do is sin. Our best works are filthy rags. And so in any given moment, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, Jesus, I probably messed it up. Like, it doesn't have to be like, thou shalt not. And if, because your whole thou shalt not question is like, what do you think you're going to do? Stop sinning? Do you think you don't sin? Do you think you're not living in sin? Do you think it's not always with you? Is evil not close at hand at all times? Even when you want to do good, don't you end up doing like not as good as you could? Or when you do some good, you did it for a selfish reason? What kind of metric are you using? So me no think him is what you think him is. I think we're using different language.
Hmm.
Yeah, you and I. And so, why do I keep telling people to repent of things that aren't sins? I'm telling them to stop doing things that hurt them, and acknowledge that they did it. Right, which means also acknowledging if you're a Christian that Jesus has got you. I'm not really telling them to like put on sackcloth and make sacrifices of atonement, right? Like, no, we're on the other side of that. Like, I mean, you can put on sackcloth if you want, but the atonement has been done. So I'm not asking for atonement when I say repent. That would be legalism.